The emerald ash borer has been wreaking havoc on Indiana ash trees since 2004. The invasive Asian beetle is responsible for widespread destruction of ash tree populations across the state, and the Indiana Parks Alliance is warning Hoosiers that if aggressive action isn't taken to combat the insect, almost all of Indiana's ash trees will be gone within the next 10 years. Indiana Parks Alliance President Tom Homan says the organization is taking donations that will go towards treating ash trees against the deadly emerald ash borer.
There's some parts of the state where it hasn't really done too much damage yet. The north is pretty much wiped out. So it's mainly in the a little bit in the central, west central, and southwest, and spotty here and there, wherever we can find some ash trees and those parks or nature preserves that aren't past the point of saving. You can have a little bit of damage in if it gets to about, you start seeing die-off in the branches in the trees, and once you see about a third of the tree dead, it's probably too late to save it. It gets iffy.
To treat the trees, a special insecticide is injected into holes drilled near ground level. The insecticide kills emerald ash borers as it is drawn through the roots. Homan said the insecticide is safe for pollinators like honeybees and that it takes around $200 to treat an ash tree for up to 3 years. Homan says the ash tree is a vital indigenous species in Indiana.
First of all, they're a timber tree. They're not like oak or anything, but certainly the most famous use probably is for any sports fan is for baseball bats. That's the tree of choice for using that for making baseball bats. And it is used in for furniture and other hardwood uses. It's a good tree for that use. It also is important, like any native plant or tree in the ecosystem. It plays a big part in that. They make up about 10 to 20% of the species in the forest, so you can imagine wiping that out. That's a big factor.
If ash trees continue to die off at the current rate, the state is looking at a loss of $10 to $20 billion, according to an Indiana Parks Alliance press release. Homan hopes the Parks Alliance campaign will stop the devastation of emerald ash borers and benefit future trees.
If we save these ash trees, they're a seed source for the next generation coming up and can provide the ash trees in the woods again. And then hopefully some of those ash trees might develop a tolerance for the emerald ash borer to where it's not going to kill them the next time.
Parks Alliance hopes to raise $20,000 within the next few months. More information can be found at indianaparksalliance.org.